Begin the Quran daf mesachz about dzar daf mem dal. Begin the basic and tezmat the begin the mogad. Tana we learned kishu yotze when they came out. Amalei said to him, "Ein meshivim b'merchatz." We don't respond in the bathhouse. Pesach Rishbam. Rishbam explains kishu yotze amalei when he went out. He said to him, "Lefishe ein meshivim b'merchatz," because he couldn't respond in the bathhouse. Lo yisu yochel shivcha ad achshav lizul shivcha. I couldn't respond to you ad achshav shi'tasi until now that I left. So he told him this. That I couldn't tell you. Bachinicha, now makes sense. Now the Mishnah is not difficult because the Mishnah says that he said to him. But he said to him, but he only told this afterwards when he told him that I couldn't tell you. Now, the from the guys of Ebraisa, there are certain texts that have the gifts in Ebraisa, Ukashayatza Malay, Emashim Mukhulu. And when he went out, he told him, we don't respond. Mashba something Kashayatza, when he went out, Lo Yeshiva. He didn't respond to him. El Emashim, that's the only thing he said was that we don't respond. That's only then that he said it. Okay, it depends on the Girsa. There's a difficult Rebbe Chana. The Masnin Ketanim Mishnah we learned Ukashayatza Yeshibui. When he went out, he responded. So, Vayimer Rideri says that the truth is that we say all these different tainus that he said. He said this. He said this. What did he say? He said we don't respond when he came out, or that like it sounds like from the Girsa with above. What did he say? All these other like four explanations. So Vayimer Rideri says the Gimel Batim Yesh B'Merchatz. There's actually three different areas in the bathhouse. Kamesh Mafarsh Pekam and Shabbos. I can explain the Shabbos of Yudim Alf. Panimi, the inner one. Ain't Shem Shilah Shalom. You can't even greet someone because everyone's totally undressed. Emtzoi, the middle room. Yesh B'Shilah Shalom. You could greet someone, but Ain't Shem Divrei Torah. You can't say different words. Divrei Torah because people are partially dressed. Chitzin Mutar B'Divrei Torah. The outer one, it's even permitted Divrei Torah because people are fully dressed. Vushal B'Beis Panimi. He had asked him in the inner room. V'Sham Lahishi B'Kolim there. He didn't respond anything. Ukshat B'Beis Panimi. Let me tell you, when he went out from the middle room to the from the inner one to the middle room, he should be responded that Imashib Merchatz. You don't respond in the bathhouse. Umashim Derechashom because it waste of peace, which is like Hashibekach. He responded to him and the Ebesai Hagman that this officer shouldn't hate him. Davik Mashi L'Shom. It's like greeting someone. Ukshat B'Beis Achitzin. When he went to the outer room, his Shibui Chubas B'Mishnasenu is where he responded all these responses that our Mishnah brings. Shavu to return Mitzrayim Shem because even the words of Torah permit over there. He says that he was complaining that Chuba Gnuva. The Rambam had said to him a Chuba Gnuva. Now Pishkan Rashi explains that the Chubakash he pushed him away with straw, meaning to say it wasn't really good answers. Now me, however, in Lefarish can deliver a bayo l'Rabba Ula. You can't say this according to some of the Pshat the Gemara gives. I remember that they say Shavu l'Hoya could deliver Mliel. But no, he gave him a good answer. It just even out of his word l'Hoya also wouldn't be forbidden. So it's not like it didn't answer it. Like a stealth answer. Actually, that's Taisa's answer. It appears to Taisa Lafarge Gunuba Kalema Aluva Umachusa Mimenu. It's hidden and covered from him. But Tignibes Lavabi, the Metagmin, the Chasis Mini, Breish Lamanav, the word Gunuba could mean hidden. It's like we don't understand what he was saying, but not like he didn't answer. He answered the question why he was allowed to do what he did. But the question is, why did he even say that? Like even what he was saying that would not be permitted would actually even permit according to those Pshatim, or according to the other Pshatim, whatever it is that we didn't understand. Now it says about the beginning of the word Gemara, but Ibam Rabbi Rava says Par disproves this because it's a disgusting thing that we do over there. Now Chayim Mashba, similarly, it sounds like in the words of the Gemara, the Rava Amal Amilse Beduch Ta'achrit. The Rava says his words elsewhere, and we're comparing what he says elsewhere. But in the Spar Sheikh, it's not explained where else does Rava say this Par Yechich. They were comparing it to over here. Next it says about the beginning of the Gemara, Nenim Menor Shabbat Taiva. They get a benefit from the merchats of the garden without Taiva. Pirat Rashi explains what does that mean. So Rashi can over here. Rashi explains in lahatzin tovah lekayimim that you shouldn't give thanks to the priest b'kach for this b'tayva for the favor shetok lahatzin tovah that you have to appreciate. So you can have benefit as long as you don't show appreciation. Now I will comment paragraph b'shmol, but later on the nafam base paragraph according to Rashi explains b'tayva means b'schar, means for pay. That's what Rabbi Nachman explains. Well, in here, Rabbi Nachman, this does not seem to be correct to Rabbi Nachman, because the lashon b'toyva, the word in goodness, it doesn't sound like payment. Rather, to the contrary, b'schar b'shalei b'schar, by Levin, it should have said for pay or not for pay, not b'toyva shalei b'toyva. But more, but b'schar also, if a payment is forbidden, because you're giving a profit to the avodah zarah, tik shemach leman double el the perikam that you give leman alf, then it should be asked on the one who says and that you give leman alf. Mehein mahana mutter that if you're benefiting them, it's permitted. You see that it's forbidden. Boy, more but the Milik about the Gemara says later on, Perek Yerushalayim up in the Alfam Beis, Deka Lachem Chelik Bahada, of others have a portion with him. I feel a bit terrible as a Kaimim Shah, then even to give for the goodness of the priest is permitted. Now, but Yimar Beschai, if you tell me that means would pay, Kik Lachem Chelik Bahada, Nami, my Haba, who cares that if others also have a portion, and who cares? So my Bechel Beis Kham, you're still giving profit to the Abid Zara. So l'chein Rabbein Tam is rather it seems to Rabbein Tam Kamish Bereish Rashi counter. Rashi says, but here the Teish Rabbein Tam means you know showing appreciation. But in the Rabbein Tam, it also seems to Rabbein Tam the Mashal No Ifan At the Betan Shal Kaimrim. This that we currently bake in the ovens of the priests, but Teichin Merchem Shal Maim Shalem, and we grind with their water mills. But they like Lemeiches, we don't have to be concerned because the Lemevay Beschar. I don't. We don't have to say if you pay the Shor permitted day on the Machzik on the type because we're not showing them appreciation like we just said. It's a type of means for appreciation because we're paying for it. We're paying customer. Even without payment, it's permitted. Since the actual oven and the mill are not in the house of idolatry itself, like it was over here, that the bathhouse was right in front of that way. It's not comparable to the marketplace of the idolaters, the Asan El that we had previously said forbidden. That if you're having benefits forbidden, that you're giving benefits for sure, that's awesome. Yeah, because the Hasam Eisav and Ameches Tzarchei Avodah Zarah, because there they use the taxes to take care of the needs of the Avodah Zarah. But here, they don't. They just do it's for the benefit, personal pleasure. It's lying in the pockets of the priest. That's something where it says on the base. How do we give it? Because it's for their own personal benefit, that's different. Because the command that Khalilin shall the flutes of the idolaters, also Lisbon, you're not allowed to eulogize with them. Not Medina, but if the prophet was going to the country, although they technically use it for the purposes of Abedah Zara, you're allowed to go ahead and eulogize with them. So to the stores of idolaters, also listen to me, I'm not allowed to rent from them. But if the payment was going to the country, although they use it for the purpose of idolatry, it's permitted. And also the gardens of the idolaters is forbidden, leaked in Lahem to give to them. If it was going to the prophet was going to the country, but if it went to the country, then, even though ultimately they're giving from their profits to the idolater, that's okay. That's a second degree of benefiting what these are. And if, let's say, the bathhouse would be beautification of my desire, what would be the problem with that? That was this time, the true Genuva. Like, what would be the problem with that? So it says, Rakash is difficult because, well, come on, the Gemara of the Navam Beis Amrin, we say, the Gemara says explicitly, the dormant of my desire is actually forbidden. When the Gemara answers, "Oh, noi mi iko," that yeah, but still, you know, there's still beautification. The Pesach Rashi explains. So what was the genuva? That I mean, that's not genuva. So because if the bathing was a beautification, by the way, although that the bathhouse has not become forbidden to have benefit, but miu aser lonely a place, we're not allowed to beautify it. So it says, that does not seem to be correct to the read. That wasn't the question of the officer. His problem was that he was having benefit from the Abed Zara. I felt Enunai, even if not a beautification. Right? No, this is the Gemara's question, says the read. Even if you make a beautification from the Abed Zara and you give it to the Abed Zara, my have a kid, but now I learn Nersa Bahula, etc. The body never talks about the Abed Loi have a high merit, it's the Oster, could the neighbors come and talk to you? Because, no, you're right. No, he is a problem. I think Barsa says later enough, not from base. But this is not an adornment for the way the Zara, this bathhouse, to be forbidden like the Allah of Neighbors come to talk to you, could then buy you. It's like a house. Masi Gimor comes out, and he did so the Mitzvah, Hamech, and I tell you, right? Although the bathhouse is not going to be forbidden, the Avakoim and Bayez Elabiz Kechavim, like it's like saying that this has to be for the way the Zara, come up and Drabonim, yes, Loy Lesser, Lahanis, but at least Rabbinically should be forbidden to have benefit, Mashab Isunai, because the prohibition of the beautification. Lakach, rabbinically, Lakach, Mayim Merchitz, not Lashem Afroditi. That's why if the bathhouse was being made for the purpose of Afroditi, Lohim Glil Nenmeno, that's what he's saying, Derim Glil would not have had benefit from it. That Rishi holds that for sure, that even if it was for the Noyev Afroditi, it wouldn't be forbidden because of Noyev Tachshib is Kechavim, let's link up for the Pasik, because not a Tachshib. But that's what Rambam is saying, that at least rabbinically, it would be like a Noyev Tachshib that should be forbidden to have benefit.